Okay, we're starting here at the bottom. Tzadiched Mudbet. Gemara is continuing to discuss what we had mentioned yesterday, which is the limud that we had from Bizroa B'Sheila. And in that we tried to stipulate that either the 60 times or the 100 times comes from that. But then we had a braita that was somewhat difficult, which is that Zehet Arbal Mechlal Yisur. That this type of bitul that takes place Bizroa B'Sheila is unique and does not apply everywhere else. The assumption of the mermaid doesn't apply everywhere else means all other Yisurim Shabbat Torah. But that would be difficult because the established principle that we had started the sugya with was that 60 to 1 or 100 to 1 was Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. And we were basing that on the limud from Zeruah B'Sheila. So this braita presents a problem. So yesterday we saw the answer of Abaye that says that this comes to exclude for Rabbi Yehuda of min b'mino, that it's not batel. And that's what the Zeh and the braita are coming to say. That only here, Bizroa B'Sheila, do we say min b'mino is batel, but nowhere else do we say this. Now we're going to see the answer of Rava. It's the second to last line on Tzadiched Amud Bet. Rava Amar, lo nisrucha ela letam ki ikar de b'kodashim asur. That the din that we learn out of this, that is unique to Bizroa B'Sheila, but does not apply outside of Bizroa B'Sheila, has to do with tam ki ikar. Tam ki ikar says that when you have flavor that is imparted by an item, it's not just flavor, but ki ikar. It becomes like as if the item itself, the iser, is present, extant in the item. Because you look at the tam, ki ikar. Now, Rav over here says that lo nitzrucha tam ki ikar dibikodashim asur. That means Bizroa B'Sheila, tam ki ikar, we don't worry about. Even though there's flavor being imparted from the basar into the zroa, we don't worry about it. But other places in Kodeshim, we do worry about it. If there's flavor that is imparted there, we're going to be as if ki ikar, as if there's ikar isur there, and we are going to worry about it. Now the question is, why did he only mention Kodeshim? Doesn't tam ki ikar also apply in Chulin? That is a machloket Rashi and Tosafot over here. Rashi says when it comes to Rav Ashita, he says tam ki ikar. See down below, the Rashi says, the last Rashi on Tzadiched Amud Bet, notein tam, kimlon do asur b'kodeshim ki ikar, mamashosul isur. When you have tam in kodeshim, it's as if you have the isur mamash there. Ulaha miltoktoni. And that's what's written here. Ze, lemeute shar kodeshim. Over here, by the Zeruah B'Sheila, we don't worry about tam ki ikar and we say it's batel. But anywhere else in kodeshim, we do worry about it. Ah, what about chulin? Rashi says, verova leitle tam ki ikar b'chulin. Rava does not hold of the din of tam ki ikar and chulin because kinefarish vezel midoraita beruba batel. That midoraita it's beruba batel. There's no din of tam ki ikar and chulin. Just we have a chumra derabonon of 60 or 100, but there's no din of tam ki ikar. But what about the fact that in avodah zarah and that we learn in psachim minazir umishrat litain tam ki ikar. Mishrat is something that's soaked with wine. We say there that it has a din of Isur because the tam ki ikar. And that's definitely dealing with chulin. So, svirle amorai batrai. Amorai batrai being Rava. Rava is one of the latter amoraim. He says, the asmachta be'almahu. This is only a asmachta. Ve'lav melafu. It's not a proper limud. So even though we have other amoraim learning out of Mishrat, it seems to be the Gemara Psachim indicates that there is tam ki ikar be'chulin. Nevertheless, Rava's arguing on them. Rava says, that's just an asmachta. The only place where tam ki ikar applies is in Kodeshim, not in Chulin. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosafot obviously takes issue with that. Tosafot says, I don't agree. I think that Rava holds the tam ki ikar both in Kodeshim and in Chulin, just like the Gemara Msachim. Ah, so why did he mention Kodeshim over here? Because the context. What are we talking about? We're talking about Zeruah B'Sheila. We're saying, Zeruah B'Sheila doesn't have tam ki ikar. Well, if we're contrasting Zeruah B'Sheila, it should be other Kodeshim, because that's the context in which we're found. So he mentions Kodeshim as opposed to Zeruah B'Sheila, but not to the exclusion of Chulin. Chulin would be equally so that there is tam ki ikar, midoraita, according to Tosafot. Right, we'll come back. There are a couple more things to learn in Tosafot. Now we'll read the Gemara, and then we'll come back to Tosafot. So, Kamash Malon. That over here, by Zeruah B'Sheila, it is mutar. Let that be a paradigm. Just like tam ki ikar applies by Zeruah B'Sheila, and is overridden by the laws of bitul, why don't we say the same thing by all kodoshim? So it says, Garli Rachmono Gabi Chatat. Quiz of the Chatat, and there it says, Kol Asher Yigad B'Bsara Yigdash. Anything that comes into contact with the Basar Chatat takes on the properties of the Basar Chatat. Liot kamoa, to be exactly like it. Shim psula tipasel. If it's psula the chatat, then whatever item it touches will also become pasul. Bim kshera, if it is kshera, tochal kechamur sheba. Then it will take on the properties, the chumrot of the chatat, the girsa of the rach over here is in kshera tochal kechamur shebehen. Meaning that if you have two karbanot, you have shlameim and a chatat, each one's chumra will be applied to the other when they absorb from each other. Otherwise, tochal kechamur sheba means the chatat will impose its chumrot that can only be eaten for a day and a night, so on and so forth, that will be imposed on whatever item it comes into contact with. Same question we had before in Abayashito, Mai Chazit Gamrina Mehech Ligmar Mehai. Why are you willing to make the Chatat the paradigm and not make Zruah V'Sheila the paradigm? Why it's so clear to you that Chatat is the governing principle over here? Mar says, because Chidushu, Mai Zruah V'Sheila is a big Chidush, Umichudush Lo Gamrina. Chidush Mai Zruah V'Sheila is number one that we're Mevatel Isur L'Chatchila. Number one, we're talking about a case, the Min B'Mino, all these things that are Chidushim by Zruah B'Sheila, and yet we still say bitol, that's a chiddush. Chiddush, we don't make that into a paradigm. Case of chatat, seems like a normal case of tam, that's being passed along, that there's no bitol because there is tam, and therefore we're going to learn that as the paradigm. Mar says, if you can't learn out of this pasuk because it's a chiddush, the male is shishim, nami lo digmar. How could you learn out for 100 times or 60 times? That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to use this pasuk of Zruah B'Sheila to teach us that in Kol HaTorah Kula, all Yisurim require 100 to 1 or 60 to 1 to be batel. What happened to that? It says, Ata anu l'kula kagamrinan? What are you talking about? We're not trying to learn out a kula from Zruah B'Sheila. V'chumra kagamrinan. We're trying to learn out a chumra. Di midoraita beruba batel. Midoraita, this thing would have been batel berov. Along comes Zruah B'Sheila and says, no, you need 60 to 1. You need 100 to 1. We're talking about a chumra that we're willing to extrapolate from the din of Zruah B'Sheila. But to extrapolate from that everything is batel, even in cases where there's tam ki ikar, that we're not willing to do. That's a big chiddush, and that's the kula. That we're not going to do. That we'll learn out of chatat, that there is tam ki ikar in kodashim. But it comes to the chumra of 61, 101, that we are willing to learn out of the case of Zruah B'Sheila. Now just two other things that we can see quickly in the Tosafot. If you look on the top left here in the Tosafot, three lines down, it says, V'arav Rav Yosef Mo'orlins, Hayim Efaresh, Daf agav datam kikar do raita, lo loki atam, afilish lo bimino. Even though tam kikar is a din do raita, nevertheless, you don't get malkot for it. You get an isur, but no malkot. Because, afilish lo bimino, Rabbi Yochanan Masavar Laki Rabbi Kiva, the yalif tam kikar, ulei obde chachavim. Where do we know tam kikar from? The fact that you have to kasher the kalim of a non-Jew that you take shows you that tam kikar. Otherwise, why do you need to kasher it? There's no non-kosher food inside of these kalim. What's in these kalim? Tam of non-kosher food that was cooked inside of them. So therefore, we see tam kikar. The leka elase. What's the requirement there by gulei of the chachamim? Taviru beish. That you must kasher these kalim in order to use them. That's how we know. So it's an iser asay. There's no iser that says don't use the kalim. It just says if you want to use the kalim, you must kasher them. That means there's only asay. If you have an isra asay, you don't get malkot. The matzrich le gi'ul v'hagala. For Rabbeinu Tam's bechiddush, Rabbeinu Tam says, Heshivlo de itlan le meimar, de drinu le isurayu. No, you could get malkot here. Why? Because what we'll say is, Tam ki ikar is not an independent entity. It's not a new state of problematic kelim or problematic flavor. What it tells us is that if tam ki ikar is a problem, that means that it returns it, or it tells us that the ikar iser of nevela is still here. The iser of nevela that was in the pot when you had real iser inside of it, the tam itself functions like that. When we say tam ki ikar, we're saying the tam is just like that nevela, and that nevela was asur. So the iser is an iser nevela. The pasuk by Gulei of the Chum tells us through the essay that you have to kasher the kelim that the flavor has a din like nevela, and therefore you could even get malkot for it because it'd be a violation of nevela, not a violation of Gulei of the Chum. It's a violation of nevela. That's what it means. Hadrino li surayu. It tells us that this is like the core isur that was here originally. It never departed because you have the tam that's there. So that's one chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam. Very important chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam. All right. Now we have a third answer to our question of what it means. Zehu by Zruah B'Sheila. And other things are not like that. Third answer is Ravina Amar, Lo Nisrucha La Makom Chatach. We have to deal with the place where you cut it off. The Makom Chatach we had earlier in the Masechta, that when you cut off exactly on the location where the Isur starts, you have to cut a little more. Then Makom Chatach becomes Isur, you have to cut it a little higher in order to remove the Isur that's there. So he says, that's what we're coming to teach you. By Zruah B'Sheila, you can cut it exactly, and the Makom Chatach is Mutar. That's the special heter by Zruah B'Sheila. Everywhere else in Kodashim, you'd have to go above. What's that case? The case that we had earlier in the Masechta, where the fetus sticks its arm out and then retracts it afterwards. If he retracts it over there, we said the makom mechatach is mutar. If he leaves it out, then the makom mechatach is asur, and you have to go up higher in order to cut it off. That's the din of the arm. That's different than zruah b'sheila, and that's what it means. Zruah b'sheila is the heter, the makom mechatach is fine, versus the fetus where it's not fine. Tosafot says here, when we say Zruah B'Sheila is fine by Makom HaChatach, he means for all kochim like that. Anything that the Pasuk tells us, you have to cut it off, like Chazeh, Shok, Emurim, all these things that we have to cut out of the Behema, the Makom HaChatach will be mutar in all these cases, because that's the Gzeret HaKatuv, that you cut it over there, and that is fine. And that's why the Gemara over here doesn't ask the question that it asks everywhere else. The Gemara asked in the other two cases by Abayin Rava's suggestion is, well, the Ligmor Mine, let's learn out from it to be a paradigm. The answer is we do. Everything else looks like this. The only excluded case is that case of the Uber that sticks its arm out, where that wouldn't be the case. So now, Ma'amar Makom Chatach Ba'alma Asur. In general, the Makom Chatach is Asur. Hocha, in this case of Kodeshim, by Zerubi Shela, it'll be Mutar. Again, Tosaf views it as more broadly in Kodeshim. Anything that is a Matanah or has to be cut in Kodeshim will have this din. Yotiv Rav Dimi, he was saying over this memra that 100 to 1 is the bittul, and we learned that out of Zerubi Shela. You really believe that all Yisrim in the Torah are 100 to 1? Is that really true? Vatna. Now we have a Mishnah in Orla. The Mishnah in Orla says, Lam amru amechameitz, umitavel, umidamei ala achmir, min bimino, ulakel achmir min sheino mimino. Why is it? What do they say? Lama. What do they say about mechameitz, something that causes something else to rise? It's an agent for rising, or yeast. Mitavel, spices, they give flavor. Midameya, a mix of chuma and chulin. Why do we say by min bimino, it's always l'chachmir? And by min sheino mino, it's l'akel achmir. Basically, what are these scenarios? Biktani seifa. And then the seifa says, l'akel achmir min sheino bimino. What's the case or the situation where it's l'akel achmir min sheino mino? Okay, it's like, grisim shenit bashlu madashim. You have beans that are cooked with lentils. And the beans are chuma, and the lentils are chulin. You have them cooked together. Im yesh behem b'mnotin tam, if they are imparting flavor to the other shim, ben yesh behem lalot b'mea ve'achad, ben ein behem lalot b'mea ve'achad, whether there's 101 to 1 or not, or 100 to 1 or not, irrelevant, asur, because there's flavor over here. As long as there's flavor, it's going to be asur. Ein behem b'mnotin tam, if they don't have flavor here, ben sheish ben lalot b'mea ve'achad, ben ein behem lalot b'mea ve'achad, mutar. It doesn't matter whether they're ole b'mea ve'achad, whether they're not ole b'mea ve'achad, they're mutar. Now when we say they're not ole b'mea ve'achad, what are we saying they are ole with? What is left over? So that's what Umar says, ein behem lalot b'mea ve'achad, el b'mai. So what is it? If it's not 100 to 1, what's the ratio here that we're saying is mutar? What is that? My lab bid shishim. It's 60 to 1 here. You see that the principle of 60 to 1 is what you apply to all the Yisurim Shvei Torah. These unique cases in Truma where we say it's 100 to 1. But if there's no flavor there, we say that you have to do 60 to 1. This is Rashi's Shita we saw yesterday in Tzadi Chet. The Rashi says even when there is no flavor, you still have to go up to 60 to 1. 60 to 1 is the minimum you need, even when there's no flavor there. Even if you know for certain there's no flavor, and 41, the flavor's gone, doesn't matter, you gotta go to 61. Tosafot disagrees, and says that 61 is an indication of flavor. It's a case where we can't tell, we don't know. 61 is the replacement of flavor. If flavor was less, then you go less. 61 is just the term that we use to indicate that flavor is the determining factor here, not some other extreme, like 100 to 1. The Rashi says a couple important things here. It's the Rashi just before the wide lines in Rashi. It's the line before that. The Nachalim b'Sifri Mikray, Mikochobo et Mikdasho Mimenu. Where do we know this 101 principle by Truma? Because it says by Trumat Maaser, that which you take out of it, Shim Nafal b'Tochov, it falls back into it, Harim Hu Mikadasho. It makes it Kodesh. Ubetruat Maaser Mishtai. We're dealing with Truat Maaser Kra, Shehi Echad Mimeya. Because that's 1 out of 100. Right? It's 10% of 10% is Trumat Maaser. If it falls back into the original, it will make it Kodesh. That means that 100 to 1 is problematic. If it falls back into the 99, it's problematic. So only when it's 100 to 1 will it be okay. Over here, since there's Tam, even though there's enough heter to be vatel, it's asur, the time of the botil. Tam is never batel. So even if you have 100-to-1 here that matches up to what the Torah says you need, 100-to-1 for truma, nevertheless, it's not batel, because tam is important. Tam, if there's tam, you can't say it's mutar. So that's the case over here. Ain't by him no tintam. The next Rashi, when they don't have no tintam, then alpha pisha in kan heter de levatel mutar. Even though you don't have 100-to-1, it's still mutar over here. Tchei bi inan echad mimeyo or echad mimeyo. When do we need 100-to-1? The hecha di isura beinehu. It's only when the isura is still extant do you require 100-to-1. Av ahocha deleta beine. Here you have no isura intact. Lo beinan echad meyo elahakil, because the only problem here is that you have tam, you have flavor in there. When it comes to min b'mino, it's always machmir. So now you say, alma bitul hecha deleka taima b'shishimhu. When you don't have tam, the requirement is 60-to-1, and that's the proof in the Gemara here. What's the problem with Rashi? You have an issue with Rashi?
Well, the lentils still are in
there. Oh, so right. So it also says, what are you talking about? The case says here, grisim and lentils, and the grisim that are the truma are still inside over there. So what are you talking about? So Tosu says, according to Rashi, Almo, that the grisim are taken out. They're gone. And what's left is just the flavor. That's what you have to say, Lefi Rashi. Tosu disagrees. Tosu says, no way. He says, Venira de Inzrech Lidchokin. You don't have to go so far-fetched like Rashi. The Shein Memino, Boto Bishishim Kishari Surim. Afilu Itali Sure Beinei. That it's Min Shein Memino. We know, we learned this in the previous Dapim. Min Shein Memino, the Kola Torah Kula is 60-to-1. Even if the Isser is there. Kamen de Inu Makiro. Ubimino Hu de Beinei Meavechad. 100-to-1 is a requirement. Only Bimin Bimino. How does Tosva know that? What's the possible? How do we learn out? How do we learn out 100-to-1 from? You took the true maaser out and it fell back in. That's clearly min b'mino. So he says min b'mino is where you have a requirement of 100-to-1. Min shein b'mino, no requirement of 100-to-1. That's the requirement of 60-to-1. Even if the isser is extant, even if the isser is still there, and he disagrees with Rashi on that point, as well as the other point that when there's no tam there, you still need 60-to-1. So it says if there's no tam there, you go down to whatever the lowest number is that gets rid of the tam. 60-to-1 is just a reference for when we don't know or we're unable to determine the tam, we say 60-to-1. But if you know for sure there's no tam, you're not going to require him to do 60-to-1. Rashi says 60-to-1 is the minimum. Bottom line, that's what the Gemara says here. It's not 100-to-1, then it's 60-to-1. That's your minimum standard. Doesn't matter if there's tam or no tam over here. So those are two machlokot between Tosafot and Rashi over here. As that to read this Gemara, whether you need, even when the Isser is extant, does 60-to-1 work? Tosafot says yes. Rashi says no. When there's no tam, do you still need 60-to-1? Rashi says, yes, you do. And Tosafot says, no, you don't. Tam is sufficient. So those two things that we learn out of here. Now the Gemara says, well, no, that's not the case. It's not that you go from 101 down to 60-to-1. Lo b'meyo, it means 100. Rashi says, wait a minute, what do you mean to 100? What was it before that you're dropping it down? Bahami deresha, b'meyo, have a seifa, b'shishim. Deresha is talking about 100-to-1, and the sheif is always talking about 60. Diktani resha. The resha is the previous case beforehand, which is the min b'mino case. Lehachmir, when it comes to achmir, min b'mino ketzad. What's the case there? Se'or shel chitim, shenafal isat chitim. You have a rising agent of truma of chitim that falls into an isat chitim. Yeshbo kedei lechametz, if it has the ability to cause it to rise, ben yeshbo kedei lalot b'meyav echad, ben inbo kedei lalot b'meyav echad, asur. It's the equivalent of having tam in there. It's irrelevant. If it causes it to rise, it's irrelevant if you have 100-to-1 or not. It's problematic because it's causing it to rise. Einbo lalot b'meyav echad. Now, if it doesn't have 100-to-1, ben yeshbo kedei lechametz, ben inbo kedei lechametz, asur. It's irrelevant if it has enough power to be mechametzit. The minimum standard by min b'mino is 100-to-1. That's what we learn out of the pasuk. God bless you. Even Tosuf agrees with that. That is 100-to-1 when it's min b'mino. That's what the case is. Min b'mino, the minimum standard is 100-to-1. So now if you have ratio b'seifa b'meyo, so what are you suggesting now? That the ratio is 100-to-1 and the seifa is 100-to-1. Oh, min b'mino is the hachmir. You have to do 100-to-1. Seifa, what's the kula by min sheinu b'mino? Oh, we let you do 100-to-1. That makes no sense. If the hachmir of the ratio means 100-to-1, then how could the kula of the seifa be 100-to-1? So no, the Gemara says, well, ratio b'meyo v'chad, b'seifa b'meyo. The ratio is a case of meyo v'chad, 101, b'seifa b'meyo. And the second calf, the seifa, is a case of 100. B'chi yesh b'lukid l'chametz b'meyo v'chad, amay lo botil. So the Gemara goes back to the original question and says, wait a minute. Why, if you say in the ratio it's min b'mino, and you have mea v'chad, you have 101 there, amai lo batil, why isn't that enough to override it? I mean, that's the highest level we have of bitil that you could have is 101-to-1. Why shouldn't that be enough over here? Ishtik, he didn't have an answer. Maybe Seor is different because it has a very powerful tartar of flavor or rising agent, and therefore we're going to worry about it even above 100 to 1. You just reminded me of something. Not all shiurim are the same. 100 to 1 is not a standard shiur by everything. When it comes to brine, its shiur is close to 200. It's not. We have a Mishnah that's in Trumot. Dag tamei tziro asur. Comes to non-kosher fish, the tzir, the brine of non-kosher fish, is asur. When it gets mixed in with kosher brine, it's also problematic. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, revi'it bisa'atayim. It's only batel if you have a revi'it in sa'atayim. And what's a revi'it bisa'atayim? So we know that a sa'ah equals 6 kav. A kav equals 4 log. And a log equals 4 revi'ot. Because a log, a revi'it means a revi'ot a log. If I do that, 6 kav to a sa'ah times the 4 log to a kav, that's 24. Plus the 4 revi'ot is 96. I have 96. 1 sa'ah equals 96 revi'ot. Over here I have sa'atayim. Sa'atayim means 2 times 96. 2 times 96 equals 192. So you have 192. That means a revi'it to sa'atayim, it's batel. That means 1 to 192 is the ratio. And that's what the Gemara says, kim'at matayim. It's almost 200. It's 200 minus 8. That is the bittul for seer. So you see here that there's a different standard. Even though you're dealing with an item that you don't think we have a bittul above 100 to 1, nevertheless, we're saying here that it's 192 to 1. So we see that there are different standards when it comes to things that are very strong. Brine is very strong in imparting flavor. Therefore, it has a different standard of 192 to 1. Mara says, "Am Rabbi Yehuda min bimino lo batil." How could Rabbi Yehuda be the one here saying that it's bittul at 192 to 1? We're talking about kosher brine and non-kosher brine. Brine is brine. And we know by Rabbi Yehuda, min bimino, eno batil. So what's the case? Shiny tzir, dzeya ba'almuhu. Tzir is not a real thing. It's not even a real flavor. It's zeya ba'almuhu. It's just, quote unquote, the sweat of the fish. It's something left over from the fish. It's not something of significance. Oh, so that's it. With the stove, perish, lo also el mi derabonon. So, it's an issue derabonon, and derabonon say that seer imparts a lot of flavor, even though it's not anything of mamashut. It's not real, nevertheless, since it imparts flavor, that's made 192 to 1. Tosa says, but, when it comes to seer shratzim, asur deoraita. Seer of shratzim is deoraita. This is only seer of dag, that's not considered deoraita, only din derabonon. But that's why Rabbi Yehuda is willing to say it's batel here, because it is derabonon, but he still has the standard at 192 to 1. So the Seor here also will say has a different shear. So now what's the different shear? So we had 101 and 100. There's a machloket here between Rashi and Tosafot, what that means. When I say 101, what do I mean? And when I say 100, what do I mean? When I say 101, do I mean 101 of heter and 1 of isur? And when I say 100, I say 100 of heter and 1 of isur. That's the way Rashi reads it. Tosafot says no. When I say 101, I mean 100 of heter, 1 of isur. When I say 100, I mean 99 of heter and 1 of isur. From the pasuk, right. The pasuk says it falls back in, but it sounds like it's 99 to 1. That's probably what's driving Tosafot. He mentions Rashi Shita, and he says that he thinks Rashi is being driven by the conclusion here of the Gemara that says, when it says 101, how come it's not batil? But Me'avachad, am I lo batil? Me'avachad sounds like there's 101 of heter here that's causing it to be batel. He says that Rashi is being driven by that statement in the Gemara. He says, but you don't have to read it that way. Just Me'avachad is just quoting what the Lashon Mishnah says. Me'avachad. Me'avachad means 101, 100 in total. 100 to 1 to 1 of heter. He says he doesn't think Rashi makes the Gemara changes its standing going through. He thinks that it's not correct. And therefore, he says it's perush dochuk ma'o, the way Rashi explains it. How can the safe and the ratio have different lashonot? Which I just explained. That's what he means. It's a mea with the isur. That's the 101. And that's always, k'mo b'chol duchtin d'truma ola b'kaf aleph, haino ima yisur. Everywhere we say 101 in k'mitruma, it means 100 to 1. Not 100, it's 101 in total of everything that's there, including the yisur that's there. Whereas Rashi is learning parts of the Gemara and parts of the Mishnah to read that it's 101 literally, that it's 101 of Heter to one of Isur, and that we reject. Turns out it is a Machlokas Rishonim. This is not only Rashi and Tosavot. Rishonim disagree in these Mishnayot and Trumot. It's how to read them. When we talk about 101, does it mean 100 to 1, or does it mean 101 to 1? And because of that, there's a Machlokas of how much you need in order to be Mevatel in Truma. Next piece of the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Where it says, Ketza Misharim. How do we figure out when there's tam or flavor of the gid in the basar? How do we figure it out? Basar b'roshei liftot. We look at it as meat in the heads of turnips. Now, what are the heads of turnips? Rashi says, we're really talking about the heads of the turnips, not the roots. The roots are bitter. The heads are sweet. And therefore, the tam of basar is more apparent in the znavot alefet, in the tails of the alefet, meaning in the roots. Bishir Muat, when we're talking about a sweet top, it's harder to get the flavor of the meat to be there. And that's the din. The din here is about Roshei Liftot. It has to be the tops of the turnips. Tosafot disagrees and says that Roshei Liftot means the roots. We're talking about the Shorashim, Shibakarka, the roots that are in the ground. And that's what we're talking about here. The din of figuring out how much flavor is there is based on basar in the roots, not basar in the heads of the turnips. That's more machmir.
Roots are bitter.
It's easier for the flavor to show up. Easier for the flavor to show up. It's when it's sweet that it's harder for the flavor to show up. How do we measure when we want to know imparting a flavor? The gid, how is it imparting? How do we measure? It's basar b'roshei liftot. It's meat that is cooked together with turnips, and then my folks do Rashi and Tosfot, whether it means the heads of turnips or the roots of the turnips, it would impart flavor in that ratio.
But what's
imparting the flavor? The basar. Okay. So Umar says, our Mishnah is not like this. Tana d'tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, b'nosher Rabbi Yochanan, b'broko omer, ein b'gidim b'notein tam. The gidim don't have a din of notein tam. Our Mishnah is pretty clear that there is notein tam, because it tells you how to measure it. We just said the ketzim misharim, that the flavor, if you cook the yerech with the gid inside of it, it's problematic. So how would the kamei Rabbi Chanina aviyotiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Zvina abova? So this person came before Rabbi Chanina to ask Mashala about a gid that was inside the basar. Yehuda bar Zvina was sitting on the doorway. Kinyofik amalei my amalecha. When he walked out, the person asked the shali walked out. Rabbi Yehuda asked him, "Hey, what are you passing for you?" So amalei sharya niali said he was matir the gamri. Amalei hoder ayule. Go back to him at the kamei. Says go back inside and ask him for a new psak. Amar man hide the gamet sarli. He says, who's causing me this pain? Rabbi Chanina says, who's this guy in the doorway throwing people back in here? Zil emalei, you go back out and tell him, Laman duyotiv abavo, the guy sitting at the doorway, ein begidim in otein tam. What are you bothering me? You send him back in because you think that there's a problem here of isur imparting flavor. Ein begidim in otein tam. There's nothing to talk about over here. So kiata the kamet de Rabbi Ami. When they used to bring these shilas before Rabbi Ami, mishadale the kamet de Rabbi Yitzchok barin chaluf. He said he used to send him over. Rabbi Ami didn't want a paskin in this because he wasn't sure. Ain't begidim notin tam. He wasn't positive that was the halacha. He said he used to send him over to Yitzchak ben Chaluf, demori bala hetera. He knew for sure that he was matir them, so he would send the people over there. Shum to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi because he had a misora from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Vilei lo svirlei. But Rabbi Ami didn't hold of that. He didn't have that misora. He didn't hold of this din of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But he knew that Rabbi Yitzchok ben Chaluf did. So anytime somebody brought him this shaila, he said, I don't want to pass on it. You should go speak to this Rav. Because he knew that he had to to do it. V'yilchato, the loch is, ein begidim benotein tam. The loch is that gidim do not have a notein tam. Rashi says, ben mitnach bashel, ben nimlach, ben nitzle, no matter how you cook it, salt it. Anything, mashlicho mutai, just rip it out and you're fine because there's no flavor imparted. Rashi says, daf kabo, that's only true of the gid. Aval shmono yeshbo menotin tam, the facts of the gid that you have to remove, they do have a dinner notin tam. You know, notol shmono asur. Then it's problematic. If you don't take it out, it does impart flavor. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, I don't understand. That doesn't matter. No difference. The chelev or the gid, they all have the same din. If there's no notin tam in the gid, there's no din in the chelev. The chelev is just a subcategory of the gid. You can't have the gid not be notin tam and the chelev be kain. Not separate din.
And they were passing in here.
Right, but they were passing about the gid. They didn't say anything about the chelev. The assumption is right. It sounds like that. Over here, Tosfot says over here that when we say here that my kaimelon ain't begidim notin tam, gidin asher asur ba'anah. According to the one who says that gid does not have a din of notin tam, he thinks that a gid is asur ba'anah. So based on that, he says, We sell this to non-Jews. He doesn't pay for that. You're selling him the piece with the git in, a portion of the piece with the git in it. Says that we sell out the pipe, whatever it is, that they rip out to get the git out. They don't get the whole git out. They rip out basar with it as well, and we sell the whole thing to a goy. They don't pay for the git, because the git doesn't have any basar in it. They're not paying for that. They're paying for the basar. So that's not isur ano. V'lo ala git. Umiyu, yerech shleima, asur l'shloach l'ovei kochavim. You cannot sell a whole leg over to l'ovei kochavim. V'ishimit kabein bo tfei, k'shu shalein. Because when you have the whole leg and the gids inside of it, that looks really nice. That looks like a significant gift, and that would be an Isur Anah. Because if you had to rip the gid out, it wouldn't look so nice anymore. There is Anah coming from the gid, and you wouldn't be able to do it. When you sell it Stam, where there's no Anah from it, because you're selling Basar and not the gid, over there you're allowed to sell it, and there's no problem of Isur Anah. And then again, the last Tosfos says what I just said before, Yochotayim beginning of the Tentam, perish for country, and he says, that the Peresh Shem Ari by Rabbi Meir, the Rivam, says the Lo Yichmiru b'Shuman Yoter Migid. Shuman can't be any more chomer than the Gid itself. The Gid's mutar, not no tam. So is the fats that are there. Mar says Gid and Hashesh Nitbashel. Gid and Hashesh Nitbashel. The Lidval Beruba. Why isn't it Batal Berov here? You have it inside of the leg. Why don't we just say Batal Berov? How come nobody here talks about the fact, the possibility that this Gid is Batal Berov? Mar says Birya Shiny. Talking about a whole entity. A whole entity is not nitbatel. Doesn't matter because it's significant. And afilu be'elef lo batel. When it comes to a birya, it doesn't matter about flavor anymore. All that matters is that it's a birya. It's a whole entity. Whole entity is too chashuv to be nitbatel. Tomorrow we'll get to another case. But here, because it's a birya, therefore it's not batel. Okay, we'll stop over here.